I wrote, I think, about a year ago that a lot of people would miss Martin who knew him, but in fact he'd be missed by an awful lot of people who never knew him or never met him, because they wouldn't have realised the significance he had to the organisation in Donegal. Martin was the most unassuming person in the room and probably the most gifted in the room almost everywhere he went. And it was funny, as after his passing, a lot of people in the motor club wouldn't really have appreciated just how many spheres in which he operated. We kept meeting people around the funeral who were amazed to find that he was into motorsport. He was involved in so many different businesses, and he was a pioneer in the actual fishing industry. He was involved in developing pear trawling. He was involved in negotiating the Irish fishing quotas. He was the chairman of the Killybegs Fishermen's Organisation. There's a major net-making company in Killybegs that he was heavily involved in, and in a sequence of trawlers. That he found time to come to our meetings and sit late into the night agonising over the issues of the day was quite remarkable when we looked at it. He was also very, very good company and a great all-round fella. And it struck us that when our rotation policy for the harvest takes the event around to different parts of the county, and this year it's in the west of the area, which could run from Bundoran to Ardra and all parts in between, but the club opted to take it to Killybegs. Martin was a senior organiser in the event when it was in that area before him with Bobby Cunningham, and they were hugely, hugely successful events administratively in every possible way. His professionalism was unquestioned and was available, and people came away realising you could run events like this. So a lot of the template for what we do, Martin would have contributed to that, and people wouldn't know that. And the Killybegs area had been... He was much more important for the people there than he is for us. It has to be said, we're a sporting club and this is a sporting event. But the significance of people like that, and they're dotted through the county. But when we get a chance to not lament his passing, but celebrate it, yeah, it's great to be able to take the opportunity. And I think the community in Killybegs and environs seem to be enthusiastic about it as well.
Yeah, and that, of course, has been shown by the level of response that you've had to this, and you're going to use the pier for the service area and the amount of businesses in the area that have got behind it, and people, of course, who want to compete in the rally as well and be there and help out.
It's absolutely tremendous. It must be kept in mind that Killybegs within the county is one of the most technically advanced areas. The expertise that's there for the fishing industry is absolutely considerable, and the expertise and the resources people have that they're making available to us almost for the asking is tremendous. We're very, very... lucky and pleased to be using the new pier in Killybegs, which is a restricted facility, and it is just absolutely ideal. It's in the middle of the town. It's probably one of the best service areas we have ever used, if not in the entire country. And it's a privilege that the department are making it available to us, and the work of the Harbour Master and his team have to be congratulated as well. So it's just a symbol of how the whole town's coming behind it, and people in the region as well. We know that running any event is an imposition on people. There's, you know, the movements are restricted for a while, but there's generally very, very good humour and a wonderful reception for it.
Well, Karen, moving on to you, you're COC for this event. It's been a big year for you because you looked after the money stages, but you're stepping up now for a first ever COC at a national run event. It's been 16 years since it was in Killybegs, and the competitors are going to have 8 tough but classy stages to contend with on Saturday week.
Killybegs, new venue really, new stages. Two of the stages we're using probably have never been used ever before, maybe back in 1977, a version of one of them. So we decided, you know, because of Martin and all the rest, we'd try and push the boat out on this event and do something different. So the first two stages actually to go through two villages, Kilkear and Glenconkill. And I don't think that's been done in Donegal or anywhere in the country for a long, long time. Maybe going back to the early 80s or late 70s, maybe both from Elton and Letterkenny and things like that in Buncrana. So, first two stages are out by Kilkear and Glenconkill. One of the people that do the pace notes event actually commented that they're probably two of the best stages he saw on the British Isles this year. So, you know, it's good for the competitors to get that kind of a feedback.
There've been two hidden gems then, if that's the case.
Two hidden gems, and in fairness, you know, when we went looking for those stages at the very start, way back maybe February time, not long after the mini stages when that was finished up, I have a great crew over there working with me. and they had actually, you know, found these stages themselves, and we went over and we looked at them, and we chopped and changed a few things, and, you know, all fell into place. And it's good to have them now, definitely.
And there's a lot of work organising stages that involve towns or villages more so than stages that are run on rural roads, obviously, because there's a lot of safety there. So how much work actually went into to getting Kilcar and Glencolum Kill and included on the plan?
Kilcar probably more so than Glencolum Kill, but Kilcar I'm working on it since April with Motorsport Ireland, with our safety officer, Ger Healy, and Aidan Kelly. Robert Lytle, who's a senior Motorsport Ireland official, is going to basically look after Kilcar and make sure that when we get there in the morning that everything's ready to run and people are where they need to stand and all the safety issues are addressed. You know, you have concrete bollards to go up, you have crowd control barriers to go up, you have just so much work to be done, and like that's really that'll start on Friday morning, you know, even though the rally's not a Saturday. Most of that'll have to be gone to place because of the sheer volume of it from Friday forward, like.
Yeah, and again you're asking more people to get involved so this thing can be pulled off, particularly at that level.
Yeah, funny, a few weeks ago we were over doing a bit of work on the stages, and I was in Kilcar getting grid references for one thing or another, and we got talking to a fella, one of my assistants was with me, Jimmy, and we picked up 7 marshals within the town within about an hour, you know, people that I knew the rally was coming over. And, you know, well, you still need people to stand with bibs, and yeah, you know, and they came to the training. We had a great training session last Saturday, or Sunday actually, over in Donegal, and Killybegs, and it's all positive that way. Like.
What's the other, I know Kilcar and Glencolum Kill is getting highlighted here because you're going in through towns and in through villages, but what's the other two stages like?
Other two stages, one starts in Brooklis, it's called Crow, and the other one ends Lochaderry, which is just north of Killybegs itself, off the town. Actually finishes more or less, and just again, over the top of the town, at the top round of it. The Crow stage is, yeah, good stage as well. You know, from a competitor, and, you know, I went looked for roads from maybe the competitor ahead as much as from an organising side of things, like, you know. It'll be faster than the first two stages in the morning, but again, great surface on it, you know, fast crests and jumps and bits and pieces on it. The fourth stage, Lochaderry, comes down through the dam, you know, which is unique as well, and you have the whole, you know, you see the whole sea and a ring away out in front of you. There's some great views up that area, but hopefully the boys won't have much time to look at that.
Yeah, and what's impressive about this event as well is it's the service park is so central, Killybegs is so central to the stages, and there's actually more competitive miles for the rallying part than what there is in between stages and back into Killybegs again, which is now in modern day rallying is a broke rarity, so it is, yeah.
It's broke the rule, yeah. You know, most one day rallies you'd have maybe another 50, 60 kilometres of road mileage. Where we've only 110 in total over the full day, like, you know, so that's unique in that sense as well, yeah. Killybegs are great. It's the ideal venue because you have all your facilities that you need. You know, you have your pier for service, you have car parking, you have everything you need, and then you have the stages actually not that far away. Like, it's only, I think, 7 kilometres out to the first stage.
Damien, we'll just go back to you and touch on the safety. There's, of course, a safety plan that has to be followed by the motor club for every event, and now you've brought into the mix the likes of the villages and the town. And again, safety is primarily the order of the day as well.
Let's see, very often you'd be confused if you were at one of our meetings. Are we actually organising a motorsport competition or a safety competition? But in fact, one is just the complete fit for the other. So the detailed planning is carried, so starts quite a way back. You look at places and say, can we use this or not? And that first judgment might be no. It's too open, or the terrain's too awkward, or there's a drop off the side, and very often you leave out places you would like to put in. I think one of the great benefits in Kilcar is that the natural line of the road allows that people can see the action without being too close to it. There's a considerable amount of barriers. There's a separate team involved on the day, and anybody going there can be absolutely certain that it will be rigorously policed and monitored as the rally progresses. So Carl can tell you there are restrictions about where the spectators can go, where they will be funneled, and after what time it's kind of locked down. But this is necessary because it really is a spectacular occasion. It'll be a fantastic atmosphere on it. I should also mention that in the service area, there's going to be big screens, and the proposal is to stream rally action from the stages. So if you go to Killybegs and can't make your way to a stage, or maybe prefer not to if you have kids or something with you, and make your way to the service, or you'll be able to see the action there as well, which again is a development that's possible because of the enthusiasm in the area.
And the RSA are going to be very much proactive as well over the course of the day.
Well, Motorsport in Ireland, people might not generally be aware, but the Road Safety Authority and Motorsport Ireland have been a working policy for some years now, and we carry their signage and we help locate it and to remind everybody to behave sensibly on the roads. But they also have a rig that you can sit into, and it's actually quite interesting because it simulates a rollover. And you can go along and sit into it. In fact, if people are visiting the area, go along and see it. Very, very educational, very interesting piece of apparatus. And they have a lot of road safety information. And as you well know, very much pertinent in this county at the current time.